Todo imperialismo.
They've got his country, now they want his mind. A youngster in East Europe needs facts. He needs a mind of his own. He needs Radio Free Europe.
Partia ta negreshi.
This is station 2AP, the Samo Broadcasting Service, Channel 1. The time is 5 o'clock. Channel 2 is now on the air to carry the English program, while Channel 1 will continue with the introduction of the Samoan broadcast with the lolly theme.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a DIY celebration of music and radio from the past 12 decades of recorded sound. From jazz to jam, from samba to shoegaze, from acid folk to zydeco, from wax cylinders to CDs, you'll hear it all here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Today we're going to dig deep into the archives here at the Radio Thrift Shop and listen to some music by 101 Strings. Now, if you've spent any time in any thrift shop anywhere that sells vinyl records, you will find records by the 101 Strings Orchestra. It was a brand for a highly successful, easy-listening symphonic music organization that released over 100 albums, so... definitely living up to their name. They included 124 stringed instruments, and they were conducted by Wilhelm Stefan. The 101 Strings Orchestra was definitely a franchise, and it was sold several times to several owners. And they released such albums as 101 Strings in a Hawaiian Paradise, 101 Strings Play the World's Greatest Blues, 101 Strings Play Songs Made Famous by Olivia Newton-John, and so forth. So without further ado, we're going to dig into the vinyl record archives here at the Thrift Shop with music by 101 Strings.
Thank you.
music by 101 Strings Orchestra. That was, of course, Paul Mariette's Love is Blue. And before that, we heard Scarborough Fair. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world at the Global Voice on theglobalvoice.info. I'll be back with more 101 Strings just after this.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Radio Today is starting an online radio stream aimed at radio professionals as a radio station about radio. The station will be based in the UK with podcasts such as Radio Today Program, Radio Stuff, Earshot, Creative Review, and the Media Podcast, and presenters including former Real Radio presenter Guy Harris on the Breakfast Hours, ex-Atlantic 252 DJ Enda Caldwell in the afternoon drive time slot, and freelance 5 journalist Stuart Clarkson reporting radio news. With RadioNewsHub.com providing hourly update, the station will also air live radio events and award ceremonies and conferences. Quotes, "It's always puzzled me why the radio industry doesn't have a radio station of its own," unquote, said Roy Martin, Radio Today's founder and managing editor, about the project that launches in February. This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. There's no shortage of indie films that expose the gritty, desperate struggle many immigrants face in trying to start life over in America. Few, though, capture what is equally courageous, maintaining an almost otherworldly sense of hope despite the odds stacked against you. Influenced by Latin American magical realism, Gregory Nava's 1984 classic El Norte embraces both realities. The story's arc is familiar. Two siblings trek their way north from their war-torn village in Guatemala, where neighbors hoard battered copies of Good Housekeeping and speak of California as if a mythic paradise. Though, as we all know, and the film confirms it, the journey is a brutal one, and merely crossing the border does nothing to guarantee a comfortable life of happiness. But much of what makes El Norte such a powerful film is this situational irony. Every moment we are waiting for the dream to crumble, yet the siblings are imbued with a fairy tale resiliency, no matter what hardships they endure. There is something refreshing in the boyish eagerness David Villalpando lends to the character of the brother, and as we watch his face light up at the prospect of a good meal, we long for the innocence of optimism that he holds on to for so long. El Norte. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Thank you.
Les Baxter and the 101 Strings with Tomorrow for Sure from 1970. Before that, from 1968, the 101 Strings Orchestra with MacArthur Park. And we started that set off with The Sound of Silence. Well, recently it's been fairly quiet on the shortwave bands, especially if you are listening for pirate radio stations. Activity tends to be a little slow this time of year after Christmas until spring. But a couple of pirate radio stations were heard recently on shortwave, including Hobart Radio International, which was broadcast on 6925 kilohertz, and was produced by the Tasmanian-based studio pirate Hobart Radio International, with an interview with Andrew Yoder, and a mention of WBNY and the Radio USA bust in 1991. Also, Moonlight Radio, broadcast on 6935 on the upper side band, playing oldies like Papa Was a Rolling Stone and Witch Queen of New Orleans. That's what's been heard recently on the shortwave pirate radio frequencies. So today at the Radio Thrift Shop, we're digging deep into the vinyl archives and listening to music by 101 Strings Orchestra. Now, a lot of their music was released on reel-to-reel and 8-tracks back in the day, and even on cassettes as well as vinyl. They charted hits like Gypsy Campfires, The Soul of Spain, The Grand Canyon Suite, and Morning, Noon, and Night, and they released albums like Fly Me to the Moon and The Glory of Christmas, The Tijuana Sound, and it just goes on. They released dozens and dozens of albums back in the day, and you may have heard them back in the day, or maybe you're finding them in your granddad's attic. Very, very interesting music. Some of it even psychedelic in nature, and we'll be hearing some of that in just a minute.
Native American powwows take place all over the country throughout the year, and although they're often similar, many powwows have a unique local character, like this one in Natchez, Mississippi. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
A powwow is a more complex event than you might think. If you come and watch the Indians dancing, you might think that that's all that's going on. But behind the scenes, we have a head man singer, head lady singer, head drummers, head man dancers, head lady dancers, an arena director, on and on.
Jim Barnett is director of the Division of Historic Properties for the Mississippi Department of Archives and History, which administers the Grand Village of the Natchez.
So it's a very structured thing that takes place according to a schedule and agenda that powwow people have come to expect. We think the powwow here at the Grand Village of the Natchez Indians is unique because most powwows are held at county fairgrounds or school athletic fields, whereas we have a powwow here that's held on a real Native American ceremonial center, a place where the Natchez Indians danced in prehistoric and early historic times. So in a way, we're recreating history here. We're also very happy that descendants of the Natchez tribe are able to come every year and participate in this powwow, and in so doing, walk and dance in the footsteps of their ancestors.
I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We'll be right back.
From Marconi to the Space Age, you're celebrating the airwaves with DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring science in the sea. Many species of marine life are changing addresses. As the oceans get warmer, they're moving to new waters to seek out comfortable temperatures. But quite a few species of fish could be about to make a really big move, from the North Atlantic to the North Pacific, or vice versa. That could mean big changes for the ecosystems of both regions, and for the people that depend on them. For the last several million years, the Arctic Ocean has been so cold that it's been a barrier between the Atlantic and Pacific. As ocean temperatures rise, though, fish from both oceans have been poking farther into the Arctic. A recent study says that a major migration could be underway by the middle of the century. Researchers studied the habits of more than 500 species of fish. They concluded that by 2050, as many as 41 species could migrate from the Atlantic to the Pacific, with 44 species going the other direction. And by 2100, the passages between the two oceans could be packed with migrating fish. No one is sure what that will mean. When the Suez Canal opened, invasive species from the Red Sea basically took over the Mediterranean Sea. But when the Panama Canal opened, the exchange of species between the Pacific and the Caribbean did little damage to either ecosystem. But since almost 40% of the world's fish that go to market are caught in these two regions, one thing is clear: life won't be the same for either the fish or the people whose livelihood depends on them. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Some music by the 101 Strings Orchestra. We heard A Disappointed Love with a Desensitized Robot. Oh, you gotta love that. And before that, we heard The Astral Freak Out, Karma Sitar, Barrier 69X, and Space Odyssey. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound and celebrating community and non-commercial radio right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org and also online at The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. And here's some more music by the 101 Strings Orchestra. Well, that's going to wrap up our spotlight on the 101 Strings Orchestra here on the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to correspond, you can check out Facebook. There is a Radio Thrift Shop group. Be glad to have you join. Or you can contact me by email at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. Keep your spirit free.